Your slaves always request for dua. Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching our beautiful program Spiritual Cures. Gee, we have a few messages that have come before Sawar bhai. Gee, assalamu alaikum, brother, wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have headaches for the past few months due to occipital neuralgia, feeling weak and dizzy all the time. Kamzori or wheeziness, so headaches. Gee, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Muhammad. I'm not going to mention the name. I have had my own house probably on sale for 2 years, but it's not selling. I had about 4 buyers before signing the contract. They backed out of the sale.
In regards to the headache that brother is mentioning, if he recites La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 65 times with the Durood Sharif before and after Salatul Asr, and then perform them upon the head. So if somebody is doing it for him, then they blow upon his head. And perform them. If he is doing it himself, then if he blows upon his palms of his hands and then rubs onto his head, inshallah azawajal, the pain, whether it's migraine or whether it's general headache, inshallah azawajal, the pain will go away.
Mashallah.
In regards to the istikhara relating to the brother who's mentioned that he's put his house, his property on sale, and it's not, it doesn't seem to be selling, the reply in the istikhara has come as vakti azmaish, a temporary test for the moment. So in regards to this, if the brother recites Ya Sami'u 100 times daily, there's no fixed time for this spiritual cure, but 100 times, and during the course of doing the spiritual cure, while he's doing this vazifa, he shouldn't speak in between. 100 times Ya Sami'u without a break, without any speaking in between, no fixed time. And if he does this once a day, inshallah azawajal, the temporary difficulty will be removed. And in regards to any type of property or anything that a person is wanting to sell, now this could be a house, could be even a car, or business, anything, or even land. It mentions here that recite the verse from chapter 13, Surah Yusuf, verse number 80. Just the once, with the Rushri before and after, perform dumb upon that item or property or whatever that you're trying to sell.
It's yours.
Inshallah, it will.
You don't want to be passed by someone's house or blowing it on
there. your property. Inshallah, it'll get sold.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the answer for that, Islam brother was asking, that spitting noises, that will not take away the nasr.
No, it won't.
You know, it says, I know it sounds awful, but a lot of people actually believe in this sort of thing. So if you could clear it up, because people are more likely to listen to you than someone they know.
Yeah, this is for satanic whispers. You know, if somebody says waswasa, ta'awuz, and then and just go.
So,
and you're not actually spitting, it's just making
it's
the sound.
Just making the sound, So this Islam brother who did ask the question, mashallah, is a brilliant question, and it's something that will benefit others as well, inshallah. So the answer is that no, this is not for nazar, but it is for other satanic whispers as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have many problems starting from my husband and wife relationship, husband earning, but no saving. I also want to read namaz, but keep on doing and going on and off, which makes me feel guilty naturally. I have health problems from fatigue to feeling worthless. I am crying. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa, inshallah, azawajal. Fatigue and other, you know, susti in namaz because of what she is going through. Assalamu alaikum. Please can you do istikhara on me? I've always struggled with life and money. Can you see if there's anything wrong with me? Thank you. Code word is gold. So I have sent these on for istikhara. But see if you can get any wazaif as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please do istikhara for me. I've been trying so hard to memorize the Holy Quran, but always finding it difficult with remembering what I've memorized. I've also forgot what I've been taught in class. Let me just give you a few tips on how to do hifaz. Number one is, you know, our duty is to try. If there's any problems that, you know, you cannot memorize the Quran, do not worry about it. Because even if you memorize one surah of the Quran, that is a great achievement. So don't put yourself back and don't hold yourself back that I can't do it. Just keep on doing it. I know people who finish the hifaz in 4 months. But on the other hand, I know people who finish the hifaz in what, 10, 15 years, 20 years. So it's, not everyone's on the same pace. So don't worry about it. Don't push yourself. But inshallah, keep trying. One day you will get there. And even if you can't do the whole Quran, try to memorize the most popular surahs and start off from there. Inshallah, you will get there one day.
Inshallah. Regarding the message that came, where somebody is always feeling fatigue, facing a lot of problems, and then due to them now, they're regarding their namaz, they're affected, etc. as well. There's a couple of things for them. Firstly, on a daily basis, if they recite, there's no fixed time for this spiritual cure, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu. They need to recite this 29 times with the Rushif before and after. So there's no fixed time, once a day, to recite this Ya Muhaiminu 29 times. That's one. And secondly, before they go to bed, if they read Tasbih Fatima, which is very, radiallahu ta'ala anha, which is very simple, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar.
34 times, Allahu Akbar.
Ji. But these two, inshallah, will cover
I've practically
problems.
Acted upon the Tasbih Fatima, and mashallah, it works wonders. You know, it's very good, you know, when you feel lazy.
There's that incident in there where the daughter of the beloved Prophet came and they wanted some help. And came into their court. And then they wanted some slaves, I think, and they wanted. Yes. And then they were given this tasbih at that time. And that's why the tasbih's name became tasbih Fatima.
MashaAllah. So the advice for that Islami brother who was doing the hifaz, read that same line many, many times. And for example, read it 5-6 times. And then inshallah, close the Quran, read it. And then read the next line 5-6 times, close the Quran, read it, then read both of the lines together. So this is an easy way to learn it as well.
The spiritual cure in regarding this is whether it's any of the lessons that you're taking and you can't remember them, or even if you're trying to memorize the Quran Pak, it mentions that you recite this following dua with Durood Sharif before and after, and it not only strengthen your memory, but it also help you to memorize the Quran or your lesson if you're doing this. And the dua simply is, Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. You'll find this dua on, if not all, majority of Daud Islami's booklets or even books on the front cover.
MashaAllah. Hello brother, can you give me a wazifa for marriage for myself? 38-year-old female. So if you can please give me a wazifa. Assalamu alaikum brother, can you do istikhara for my daughter? She won't say yes to any rishta. Inshallah azawajal. I've sent these out for the istikhara as well.
There's an istikhara reply that's come back. Somebody who's severely ill. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is a sign of illness as well. A spiritual cure in this regard, if they write Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru 3 times on a piece of paper and make it into a ta'weez, make it into an amulet, plastic coat it and wear it, whether it's around the arm or around the neck, inshallah azawajal, the illness will be cured.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code 11, can you do istikhara for my niece? My niece has problems concentrating in school. Sister from Ghana, Africa. For istikhara, my son, always his forehead is hot when touched. Please, can you do istikhara? Inshallah, forward the message on for you, sister. Assalamu alaikum. Please, can you do istikhara for me? I've had a problem with my speech. stuttering since childhood. Code word angur. I vi jaan angur to kya baat hai. Lekin chalo, we'll stick with the code word today. Ji, inshallah, azzawajal, I've passed that on as well. Code word, the son 1, 2, 3. My brother always argues with my mom and the family. He has become very short-tempered and sometimes rude towards family too. He never listens to advice and prefers company of his friends over family. Please, can you do istikhara? Inshallah, azzawajal. You know, to be honest with you, it's really a sad situation where, you know, the disruptive children, sadly, you know, we need to know and understand the value of your parents. When you couldn't do anything, they did everything for you. And now, when your children need your help, you know, your parents are now running after doing istikhara and get interviews for you because you don't listen to them. That's a very, very bad thing to be involved in. And especially, you know, he says that he's giving more priority to friends than family. You know, these friends, when you're in a problem, they'll ditch you, they'll run away, and it's the family that'll fall into the problem again.
Yeah, but the other thing in regards to this is that you're causing problems now for your parents. There'll come a time when your children will do exactly the same thing.
Gee.
This time, they'll say, what goes around comes around.
I was going to say that.
You'll face the same problem, then you know what your parents are going through.
Yeah.
Why not learn now and, you know, treat your parents well now, so then inshallah your children,
you know, some of the elderly children that do look after their parents, you know, my relative passed away, and mashallah azawajal, his children looked after him really, really well, you know, mashallah. And even now my uncle is ill as well, and he's really old, but, you know, the family, they've left nearly everything and just there focusing on him, which is why, because, you know, alhamdulillah, it's for their benefit as well, because their children are looking at that.
And I think more than likely, they will have looked after their parents.
They did, mashallah.
Yeah, this istikhara being performed, the code name was Gold.
Gold?
Gold, yes. Wow. The code name was Gold. The istikhara replied, the istikhara answers come back as temporary difficulty, yani bhakti azmaish. A spiritual cure in this regard, I think it was not being successful in matters, basically. A spiritual cure for them, if they recite Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu in abundance. There's no fixed time and no fixed amount. As much as you can, inshallah, azawajal, and these problems will go away.
Is that a wazaif to read for nerve pain? Nerve pain. This is sometimes, you know, it's called sciatica. It's a really bad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Can you please help? My son is 20 years old and he's very rude. He has no respect for me and he comes and goes out when he likes. He comes home late and he does not pray. I tell him to pray when it's time for namaz. He says later. He goes to uni part time and doesn't work. Please help me as I'm ill with a chronic illness. Will do my best for him. Please do istikhara for him. Ji, inshallah, I have sent the work that over to the majlis as well.
Basically, it's regarding somebody's daughter's marriage. They're having difficulty. The istikhara reply has come back as clear, so there's no hindrance, there's no blockages or stoppages in that aspect, no evil eye, etc. A spiritual cure in this regard mentions that after Salatul Fajr, if you recite Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram 312 times, Durood Sharif before and after, and supplicate for a righteous marriage proposal, inshallah, very soon they will get married, and also the husband will be virtuous as well, inshallah.
Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The brother said that I used to live in Birmingham, now moved to Manchester. I'm even in more big problem, all mainly family issues. Please, when you answer, do istikhara, just mention code word Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Yeah, code name was Allah, yeah?
Gee.
This particular one, yeah. In regards to moving back to Birmingham, the indication of the istikhara is coming back as better.
Better, okay, Gee. Mashallah. Gee. Assalamu alaikum, code word white 786. Can you please do istikhara? I want to go to Dubai, live there and find a job if I do before April 2021. Inshallah, so that we'll do the istikhara for you as well. Please, my daughter's marriage is complicated. It's on a verge on a divorce, and her husband manipulates her, controls her. He has left her without telling her or anyone. Please help. He also did say that he really doesn't want to be with her. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for her. And also,
The istikhara reply here, there's no code name again here. I think it's regarding they're wanting to get their daughter married, and she's not agreeing to any rishta. The istikhara reply has come back as clear, so there's no hindrance, no evil eye, or no amaliyat, so nobody's doing anything to her.
Okay.
If the parents recite Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu in abundance, no fixed time, no fixed day, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, and on a Friday is like a specific day for this particular wazifa, for this spiritual cure. On a Friday, after they've performed the Asr Salah, if they remain on the janamaz, on the Musalla, and then keep reciting this spiritual cure, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, keep reciting this until it's almost sunset, or nearly Maghrib time. Then when it's maybe 12 minutes or so approximately to sunset, then raise their hands and make dua for whatever permissible reason is. For example, like whatever that problem is now, inshallah it will be fulfilled.
MashaAllah. Code name HUSSA12, looks like the number plate. MashaAllah. Ji, assalamu alaikum. Please can you do istikhara for us? Me and my siblings hardly get any rishte. Could you check if someone has done anything? And also, we are always so sad arguing and worried about the future. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My son, he has been taking THC oil in vape, which makes him high. He wants to give up, but he says he is addicted to it. Please, can you do istikhara and tell me what to read? Please don't mention the word code word silver. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, and inshallah azawajal, for that Islamic brother, for your son to, you know, to own up and say that, look, I want to move away. That is a step going towards the straight, the right path. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give you success in that. Alcohol, a form of a drug, and it is haram. You know, khamr is haram. So we shouldn't be even going towards that. But please, let me tell you one thing. If you want to really get away from that, the first thing you need to get away is your friends. So-called, we don't even call them friends. They are so-called friends. You need to get away from them. If you've got their numbers in your mobile phone, take the SIM out, throw it into the gutter, burn it, do whatever, get a new SIM. Because if you still got your number, your friends' numbers, then what will happen is they'll ring you up, and you know, you might, you know, try to avoid them as many times, but one day they'll get through to you and it'll be really bad. So please, you have to get away from your so-called friends. Inshallah, come into Dawat Islami. You know, mashallah, it doesn't say which area you are from, but I'm sure Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, will have a Madri Markaz there. There will be Islamic brothers there. They're your real friends. Mashallah, your Imam Sahib of your masjid, mashallah, he's your real friend. Yeah, those people who go to the masjid and offer their salah, they are your real friends. So please stick with them. Inshallah, we will do the istikhara, we'll try, and we'll also try to give you a wazifa as well, inshallah, azawajal, to get away from drug addiction. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My son lately has been getting ill, having aches and pains in stomach and foot. The doctors don't understand. Please do istikhara and advise me on a dua to read. Code word pink rose. Inshallah, we'll get the istikhara done for you as well. Why I try to read some of the message without mentioning any names is that if anyone else is in that same problem or predicament, then inshallah, you'll have something better for that.
Yeah, that's one thing that the viewers of Madin Channel, if you bear in mind that when we're giving these replies over istikhara and we're giving a spiritual cure for it, that spiritual cure is not specific for that one person. If somebody else is has got that same problem, then that spiritual cure can be used for that as well, for the other people. It's not like assigned to that one person. The booklet Ailing Worshipper, Bimar Abid, page number 53, reference is spiritual cure number 77. And it mentions, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times, and then recite this dua 7 times, which is Bismillahi Allahumma Azhib Harraha wa Bardaha wa Wasabaha. بسم الله اللهم أذهب حرها وبردها ووصبها. بسم الله اللهم أذهب حرها وبردها ووصبها.
Any reference?
جي. Alien worshiper, page number 53.
Okay.
Spiritual cure number 77.
Masha.
So once they've recited Bismillah Sharif, Bismillah Rahman Rahim 3 times, and this dua 7 times, then they'll blow upon the person who's inflicted with evil eye. Inshallah, that evil eye will be removed.
MashaAllah. Ji, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to do istikhara for my children's father. Problem is, he doesn't support the family financially. He never pays interest in their school and mosque education. There are arguments constantly regarding this matter. Please, can you not mention the name? Inshallah. A code word, Medina 73. So as soon as we get a reply for that, inshallah, we'll let you know. Just another thing, you know, here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that the man is the leader of the house. He is the one who provides with food. He is the one who provides with the sustenance. Basically, women and the children are under his custody. He has to, you know, he will be questioned about this on the day of judgment. You know, so for that Islamic brother or for anyone for that kind of reason, is not paying attention to his family, you know, sadly they'll be going through a hard time. And the sad fact is that they'll be going out with their mates and having somewhere to eat from restaurants and takeaways while their family is waiting for them to come home and eat with them. You know, that is a very, very sad situation. And we mentioned that before. What goes around comes around. If this is what you are doing, I have seen people where they've been kicked out of their homes, you know, from with their children, with their wives as well. So please don't be one of them people that are going to be kicked out. And then what will happen is suddenly they'll come and they'll ask for ta'weez. Now you tell me, which ta'weez do we give to a person who's done that, you know. So don't go through this on the day of judgment. You have to be answerable to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So be prepared for that as well. Pay attention to your house, you know, where that you have to go to work. We understand that. But your family needs that time. They need that attention as well, inshallah.
The Khara request which was here, I think marriage problems or hindrance in marriage. The istikhara has been performed. They want to know whether somebody's done black magic or some kind of stoppage that the marriage is not taking place. The istikhara has been done. The reply is coming back as clear. So there's no black magic, no hindrance, no stoppages. Nobody's done anything to do that. A spiritual cure in regards to this, that person who's wanting to get married and it seems like there's a hindrance, it seems like there's an obstacle and it's not happening. After either they've finished reading Isha Salah or at the time of going to bed, so they can do it at any of these times. So after Isha or once they're going to bed, so just before they're going to bed, if they recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwallah Wahad, 41 times with Durood Sharif before and after, and then make dua. This they need to do for a duration of 90 days. Now, for example, if somebody started this, and in between something happens and an engagement takes place, they need to still continue, don't stop.
Okay.
Continue and complete the duration of 90 days. Inshallah, one will get married. Now, for Islamic sisters, if Islamic sisters are doing this amal, now, because they need to recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Hu Allah Wahad, and they're reciting it 41 times, and because the duration is 90 days, if their specific days come in between, then they would keep reciting, but leave Qul out and just read from Huwallah,
Huwahad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Please can you do istikhara for my cousin? He was a very good person, but now he stopped talking to his parents and very rude towards them. You know, code word 111. It's really, you know, sad and shocking when you hear these kind of things that he stopped talking to his parents. Your parents are the means for you to come to this world and you've stopped talking to them. Yeah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has made so much, you know, there's so many hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning about the rights and the respects of parents. So not talking to your parents, it just doesn't go into my head or anyone else's head, I think. So please try to patch up with your parents, even to an extent that it's their fault. You must still try to patch up with them. Assalamu alaikum, please can you do istikhara? I am always vomiting in the morning and feeling nauseous and have headaches and have had severe chest pains recently. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa, inshallah. We will do the istikhara for you as well, inshallah.
Sure.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dad and my sisters haven't had a complete conversation except salam for over a year now. The fallout was over us not attending my sister-in-law's brother's wedding. However, my brother and sister-in-law never fell out. But dad always goes out of the house when we sisters go once a week. I am yearning to sit with my dad and have a single conversation with him. I would like istikhara done, please, and guide me. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Istikhara reply for code name Medina. Istikhara reply has come back as clear.
Ji.
So there's no evil eye, no illness or anything. Tasbih Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha for them
okay.
as well. And also if they get a tawiz from the nearest tawizat, Tariya Basta as well for their problem.
Ji. It says that I did know this was on TV, but it was too quick. You know, so you were very quick. I know there was no nazar, alhamdulillah. Did the brother mention wazifa as to read Surah 3 after Salatul Fajr for 40 days?
Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. That's the 3 one is different. This was 312 times Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram.
After
Salatul Fajr, yeah.
Okay, Ya Zal Jalali.
312 times Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram after Fajr Salah and then make dua.
MashaAllah. Okay, mashallah. Please can you do istikhara, cannot find a rishta, code name Petal 786. Inshallah we'll do the istikhara for that as well. Code word 786, I would like to do general istikhara. So you've done that, haven't we? I think you've done that general istikhara. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please can you do istikhara for my brother? He suffers from epilepsy since a young age, but recently he's getting worse. He thinks Allah will not forgive him. He keeps panicking. Please don't mention the name, code word ABC. Don't worry, because you know it's not your fault. You know, if you are listening to me, you know, if you're having these epileptic, attacks, then it's not your fault. So don't worry about that. Inshallah, Azawajal. You know, Allah Ta'ala doesn't burden a person more than what he can carry. So you're trying your best. Inshallah, so try to read the Quran. You know, try to inshallah offer your salah. And if you do feel ill, then inshallah, so that you are lucky to have a good caring family, so they will inshallah so they look after you. But please, don't think to yourself that nothing's going to happen. Allah Ta'ala will not forgive me. That's not the case. Inshallah, so that Allah Ta'ala is the merciful, the Ar-Rahman, the Ar-Rahim. He will inshallah so that forgive every Muslim. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Yeah. Anybody who suffers from vomiting, this spiritual cure that you need to do, it can be performed. Them can be performed on anything that you're going to eat or even drink. So you recite Surah Tariq, the complete Surah Tariq.
Was-samai wa-tariq.
Recite that just the once, Durushi before and after, and then perform them upon anything that you're going to consume, whether it's roti or whether anything basically. If it's some cereal or porridge, etc., or even some water. Or drink or something that you're going to have, perform dham upon that and then consume it, inshallah, the vomiting, etc. will go away.
Code word 313, is there any wazifa for someone who has problem retaining wuzu? Inshallah, we'll get you wazifa for that as well. Assalamu alaikum, code name Khan. My wife is having problems, inshallah, we will do the istikhara for that. Assalamu alaikum, istikhara for my son, code name Sayyid. Inshallah, we'll do that istikhara as well. You know, there's one thing that was has been mentioned is that about children arguing at home and not listening to their parents. You know, the thing is that if you are children and you argue with your brothers and your sisters now, then you have more chances when you get old, you're going to be the same. So try to, you know, as they say, let go of things. If you know, your sister's done anything wrong, your brother's done anything wrong, then try to have that heart of forgiveness. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the beautiful characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he used to forgive his enemies.
And istikhara, the reply came back as clear. That somebody's having bleeding gums all of a sudden. Jeez. And they've been through medical treatment from the doctor as well as the dentist. I don't think there was a code name there. I can't find it now. That's why I was digging deep trying to look for it, but I can't seem to find it. But basically, somebody is suffering bleeding gums, and they've been suffering for a little while. Home remedy here, which is very successful. It's got a lot of Madani Bahars in regards to this. It mentions take 5 grams of patkari. It's alam in English,
what's
if
that?
I can remember. Patkari, you know, like in Pakistan, the barbers have usually, when they've given you haircuts, and they usually rub it on. They wet it with water. In English, it's called alam.
Alam.
A-L-U-M.
Alam. Alam,
yeah. In Apni Zaban, they call it patkari.
Patkari.
Ji.
Chalo, so, we learn every day.
Ji. So 5 grams of alam, put it into a glass of water and then warm that. Whilst you're warming it, the patkari, the alam will dissolve into the water. Then they take it off, let it cool down slightly, and then what they'll do is they'll rub that onto the gums.
Okay.
Now it mentions here that whether you've got swelling in your gums, some people get swelling.
Yes.
So whether it's swelling gums, whether it's bleeding gums, or it's just to such an extent that you've even got pus in your gums. Mm. Inshallah, this will leave that.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We want to start a new business. Please, can you tell us what to read? There's a lot of wasaif, you know, for business. There's a, inshallah, Sawabi will give us something regarding to have success in your business. One thing is that you need to give time for your business. You need to concentrate on your business as well for it to be successful. But don't give time the way some people give time. They give everything to their business. You know, they'll go early in the morning and they'll come back late at night, and they're always there, you know, business, work. Don't let your life be overtaken by work, because we're not here to work. Work is a need. It's a need. We have to go and work and earn halal money. And if you do it with the intention of a sunnah, inshallah, you'll be rewarded. But don't just think about work. Every time you come back, you sit down as a family, all you're discussing is about your work. You go anywhere you go, even in the masjid, you know, you'll be there on your mobile phone, just, you know, talking to people about business. Business is not everything. Work is not everything. Your family, give them time as well. Your friends, good friends, give them time as well. And even give time, you know, for your own self. What about your own ibadat? You know, your qazai umri. Many people I know that the people don't even know what qazai umri is. So you need to do hisabs, you know, try to, inshallah, work out how much qazai umri there is left to do. Try to work on them as well. Okay, you go to business 9 till 5, 9 till 6, you do 10 hours, 12 hours, 8 hours, whatever you do, spend that full time in your business. We're going to work and we can't read Zuhr because we're busy. That's not a such excuse as I was busy. You know, what were you busy in work? Allah is the one who provided you with that work. He is the one who is the khairul raziqeen. So please remember, you know, work is not everything, money is not everything. Your family, your relations, they have a duty as well.
If they write Ayatul Kursi on a piece of paper, get it laminated or plastic coated, and hang it in your home or shop or business, inshallah, it will be successful.
Inshallah.
Code name Sun 123, the istikhara is clear.
Code 11.
Yeah, istikhara is clear.
Alhamdulillah.
Marriage complications, there's one, but there's no code name for it. Istikhara replies, come back as Nazar, evil eye.
Code word 786, the istikhara has been done for that as well.
Yeah, code word blue, evil eye.
Okay.
Some of them I can see the.
So evil eye is La ilaha illallah 60 times, blow on the person before and after Durood-e-Pak, Allah Ta'ala will give him shifa. Yeah. Inshallah, try that. If that doesn't work, then inshallah, if you can contact your nearest local Islami brothers for with ta'weez, inshallah, they'll help
code
you.
Code name
well.
Khan, istikhara is clear. Code name 786. The istikhara is clear.
MashaAllah. That was just a general istikhara as well.
Code name ABC. The istikhara reply is Asrat.
Asrat, okay.
So, visit your nearest Tabizati Atariya Basta for this one, please.
Sheikh, mashallah.
Code word 786. I'll just mention the first name so they know it. Muhammad Hussein.
Sheikh.
And istikhara is clear for this one.
Sheikh, yeah, there was a separate person.
Ji, ji. This one, code name 2001. The istikhara is a sign of illness. 111 times, Ya Salamu, perform them upon the ill person.
MashaAllah.
Code word Medina 73, the istikhara is clear.
Allah Ta'ala gives shifa to all of those who are ill in home, Amen. Hospitals. For those who are, you know, ill with coronavirus, Allah Ta'ala give you shifa. Remember to recite the wazifa for the coronavirus. Allahumma aafini fi badani, Allahumma aafini fi sam'i, Allahumma aafini fi basari, la ilaha illa anta. 3 times in the morning and in the afternoon. Try to recite that as well. Inshallah, as well, Allah Ta'ala keep us all away from the coronavirus and every other
thing. Ta'weez from your nearest ta'weez.
And also get your ta'weez as well for hifazah, for protection. And if you have coronavirus, Inshallah, Islamic brothers will give you the ta'weez to wear that as well. Jazakallah khairah for watching. Inshallah, Azwajal, hopefully we'll see you. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of